Well, hi, everybody, and it's Tuesday night and another show with Angel Coaches. My co-host, actually won't be on with me tonight. She has some dental surgery. So we were just talking, but she was listening. I was talking because she had dental surgery. And I said, I told her, you know what, worst pain you can have is dental surgery, dental pain, tooth pain, or ear pain, or having a baby. Anyway, so she's recovering, and she'll be on the next time we're on. And so welcome to our show tonight. And I'm going to do a show about paying it forward. You know, the reason why I want to do that is I had a cool experience. I was actually in the grocery store, and there was a lady in front of me, and she was helping me with my groceries. And I was like, wow, thank you. I said, you got your own there. And I didn't have too much because I'm single. And it's just me and my two dogs, and I have a guy, but, you know, he doesn't live with me. So she's helping me with my groceries, and she goes, you know, sometimes you just got to help people, and hopefully they pay it forward. And she goes, and I said, I so appreciate you, you know, because I had to hurt my shoulder anyway. And I said, tell me about paying it forward. And she said, well, she does her clothes at the laundromat, right? And she goes, the other day I was in the laundry, and she said, this lady had her clothes in the dryer, and there was no more dryers available, and somebody had just tossed them on wherever they tossed them. She goes, I was folding her clothes, and she said she came in, and she saw me doing it, and she just broke down. She was, like, in tears, crying because somebody folded her laundry. And I looked at her, and I said, hey, I got three loads on my bed if you want to fold them. And we laughed about that. She said, sometimes you just got to do those little things. And she said, what I do sometimes when I go to the laundry, and she goes, I put four quarters or however many quarters it is, you know, and say, hey, if you need these, great. If not, pay it forward, whatever. So anyway, so I thought, how many times do we consciously make a decision to help people? So, you know, I was talking to a couple of friends of mine that do a lot of charity work, and they informed me, Tree, this isn't charity. Paying it forward means just being kind to people, helping people have a great day. And she goes, those little things really make a difference. And so I started watching on YouTube today about paying it forward, and there's some great stories on there. And it's not about helping poor people, because that's what I think we do, is we think we've got to help poor people. And who's poor, who's not, right? If you ask everybody, go, I'm poor today, right? But it's just about helping people and like putting a smile on their face. So, you know, and I've done that before. Like, I don't know, you know, we used to, now we have toll passes, right? But we used to have the tolls, and I remember my daughter and I used to, you know, we'd stop at the toll and pay her the toll, and we'd pay for the guy or the woman behind us, right? They'd just tell them to have a great day. And so this is kind of nice. Or you go to the drive through at a Starbucks or whatever, and it'll be fast food, right? Sometimes you do, but, go to the Starbucks and just say, hey, let me take care of the guy behind me, you know, and you do. So those are kind of nice things. And, you know, the angels, you know, I've seen Talk to Angels, and I've done that since I was three. And I go, and I said, what do you want me to talk about? Pay it forward. So, you know, now especially is a great time to do that. You know, we've got a lot of stuff going on. There's folks in Texas, man, they're in some rough shape in Houston, and they're still, I mean, it can take them years to recover, right? And how can we pay it forward and help them? If you guys or anybody listening to this now or later has a desire to do that, and you know, so I said, how can I pay it forward? Do I want to do it through the Red Cross or these organizations? I don't know. That's one way to do that. Or do you call a grocery store and say, hey, I want to pay for the next person's grocery bill to that comes through? I don't know, but there is a way that you can do it if you have the intention. I think that's the most important thing to do, is put the intention out if you want to help people in Texas. You know, there was a young woman and her baby on top of a roof that couldn't get down, you know, the other day, and they were trying to get to her. And so, you know, there's some Good Samaritans out there that really took their own boats and or kayaks and got people. And so, you know, so we're in a, you know, we've got part of our country is in a state of distress. And really hurting. And can we help those folks? I'm sure we can. And how can you do it? You know, I talked to a friend of mine today. I said, does your mom and your brother or your family need help? Because her family is from that area, and they had to evacuate, and a tree fell in her brother's house, right? And so she says, well, she goes, you can help us if you want. I was like, okay. And she goes, my ex-husband even donated money to my mom, put it in my mom's account. I thought that's sweet, right? We were all, dated or married yet to Christ. I'm cheating on that. But, people that you never think would help are helping, and that's important. And because it's like being in a state of gratitude of what you have, and then you can put, give it to somebody else and help them out. And then I think that's life changing, So I think we got to keep an aware of, of helping, always helping, always paying it forward, always doing something, wake up in the morning and say, okay, what can I do today to be nice to someone or people, And it changes your outlook on things. It really does. And one of the first things that you do, because I don't know if you guys are like this, but sometimes I wake up, man, I'm not even PMSing, right? I still got a really terrible attitude. And then I meditate and I feel much better, right? But, and that kind of thing. But I said, tomorrow morning, I'm going to get up and do something nice for people. And I said, I'm going to try that for the next 30 days and see what happens with my mood, because I'm a pretty happy person. I have angel coaches, which I'm so grateful for. And, we help people and people have helped us. And, but what would happen is every day I said, I consciously made a decision to help pay it forward to one person or to a family or whatever, And you're probably thinking to yourself or, because we all do, I don't have money, right? But you have time. And time is one of our biggest assets. I'm saying you have time. I mean, if you don't have time, wow, there's a real problem here because we have 24 hours a day. And what can you do if you don't want to donate money, with a couple of quarters to buy some new newspaper, or a dollar to buy a coffee for someone, right? But you have time. So, I thought to myself, I'm going to do this for the next 30 days. I'm going to do something nice for someone and just surprise them. And so I thought, what could I do? So tomorrow morning, here's my first thing that I'm going to do. I am going to buy my neighbor, okay, who lives beside me. By the way, he drives me crazy, and sometimes because he's very anal about things, and I'm pretty easy going and laid back. And so he's so on top of things here, and I appreciate that about him. But he can be difficult if you get in his way. And I'm going to buy him some coffee, and I'm going to put it on his door and just say, hey, I enjoy the coffee, a very supportive neighbor or something like that. I haven't made it on mine yet. So I thought, well, that'd be kind of nice, right? And instead of getting mad at him like I usually do, so who knew? But that's something that I feel like that would be good. Or, what's another thing that you can do? You can go in and somebody's buying groceries and you can put $5 toward their groceries, and just say, hey, have a great day. And or somebody's buying, a lunch. I see all these workmen at lunch buying their lunches and everything, and they look like it's hot out there. So, and as I said, it's not about helping only people that are financially strapped, but it's about helping anybody to help them have a better day. But that really made a difference with me today when I got that message that to do something on pay it forward, and what does that look like for other people that have done it? Do you remember the movie? I'm talking really fast because you're giving me, I've had a couple cups of coffee, not my neighbor's coffee, but my own, actually. But do you remember that movie, Pay It Forward? What a difference that Blank Kid made just paying it forward. And, when we do things like that, it changes the energy of your neighborhood, of your household, of you and everybody. So imagine if we all got together and just said, okay, for the next day, week, whatever you want to do, I'm going to do something nice for somebody every day or for a family every day and see what happens. And it doesn't have to be big. Those little things mean a lot to people. And, the lady folding the laundry, she says that lady was in tears. She goes, nobody had done that for her. And, she told me her whole life. But this woman, it was attractive to her because she's helping me with my groceries. I was like, well, what a nice lady. So it made me, because usually I'm getting mad because the clerk or the cashier is taking too much time, right? And then I'm talking about love and joy with angel coaches. So I think I need to be more truthful in living my truth. And so that's what I've made a promise to do. So I made the intention. I will, next time I'm on, I'm actually going to post it on Mind Body Spirit Sport, which is a new Facebook page that I've got with a couple of other people, you know, too, as well, because it's a mind, body, spirit connection. And then exercise or sport is really important. You know, I just got back from running before I did this show tonight. And when I run and when I meditate and when I do all that, I'm in a much better place, right? So I need to make sure to do that before I do the next 30 days, right? Every morning, get up and run and meditate. And that's what I intend on doing, you know, and eating healthy. And because if I'm doing all that, then I come out with the best version of me where I can do the best I can to help somebody else or to put a smile on somebody else's face. But it was the coolest thing. I was watching on YouTube, and they had these kids pay, you know, kind of doing the, you know, pay it, you know, be kind to people. I think the youngest was like 3 or 4 years old, maybe five. And they were going around to grocery stores or, you know, in a department store. I believe it's a grocery store. Yeah, it's a grocery store. And they were going in the grocery store and just randomly choosing people to be nice to. And so you had a group of kids, there's 7 or 8 kids, and they're, you know, these people were old, and some of them were, you know, broken, some of them were not. There was one family with 8 kids, and they bought the groceries for 8 kids, and the mom and dad are like, wow, you know, thank you, we've got 8 kids. And so they made a joke, and the guy says, well, maybe this is a date night, right, for you guys, right, to go to the grocery store. And they probably don't have too many of those, but they paid for their groceries, and the family was so grateful because it was at the holiday season. And so you can imagine the kind of food they have to buy every week, especially around the holiday season. Anyway, so these kids were learning at such a young age to give back, right? And as I said, it changes the energy of everything. And, you know, we want to make it a better place, and yet we bitch about certain things that are not being done. And this is an opportunity that we can just be nice to somebody every day and do something different. And what are the angels saying about that? Well, if we start doing it, then we can teach others to do it. And it's just one energy or one action feeds another action, feeds another person, and it becomes a wave of good stuff, right? So and everything is energy, you know, too, as well. So if you're wanting to say, I'd like my neighborhood to be better, I'd like my home to be better, then start there. You know, do something nice once a day. I talked to a friend of mine, her son, I talked to him a little bit today, or her today, and she said her son doesn't want to go into that store. I love that store, by the way. They have some characters in there, Walmart, right? He just doesn't like to go into Walmart. He thinks the people are less than him. I go, he's a great kid. I know that about him. She says, yeah. And I said, well, why don't you do this? So they're going to do their own pay it forward. They're going to Walmart tomorrow. He doesn't know it. And they're going to pay for someone's, because they're going to a rough section of town, and they're going to pay for somebody's grocery, you know, because it's a simple Walmart. So I thought, how cool is that? So, you know, and I don't believe in telling people you're going to do this. I mean, I think Wayne Dyer talks about that. He says, whatever you, these acts of kindness, don't say that I'm doing this act of kindness. I'm sharing it with you guys because maybe all of us can do, or all of us who listen, or some of us who listen, some of us who don't, can say, you know what, I'm going to make an effort just to do this. Once a week, once a day, whatever you want to do. But there's little bitty changes. It's not the big ones that make a difference. It's those tiny little ones over and over and over and again that compound and make a big difference, you know? So I'm excited. We'll see what happens and everything like that. So, but mine is to get my neighbor, who is challenging to me and rubs me the wrong way sometimes, to buy him a thing of coffee. And hopefully he'll enjoy it and appreciate it. And if he does, he does. If he doesn't, he doesn't. But my heart's in the right place and helping him. That nobody tell him, right? My neighbor next door to me. So I'm teasing about that. So what angels help you with that, with the gratitude? Well, they all do. So what angel do you prefer to work with, right? I think with this kind of thing, sometimes it takes courage to step out of your comfort zone and to look at other people, situational awareness, right? And so what angel will help you with this situational awareness will help you have courage. It will help you have motivation. Well, that would be Archangel Michael, right? And so that's what he does. He gives you courage, strength, motivation. And he also helps you to have courage, but he helps you do something you think you can't do. all right, which is courage, but it's also the little extra push. So I like him. So if you're having, you're like, oh, how do I do this, right? I'm so afraid to walk up and buy somebody a Coke or buy somebody a cup of coffee. And just say, Michael, help me. And, you know, it's like Jesus. Jesus is a great ascended master. So, you know, you can ask for his help. You know, because some people are really shy. So not only you're helping somebody else, but maybe you're helping yourself to come out of your shyness, you know. How cool is that? And then also, you also can ask for Archangel Gabriel. I see her as a female. It doesn't really matter. She's a great energy, and she's the Archangel of Communication. And also to help you know the gender of a child, an unborn child. But she's amazing. And, you know, she helps you communicate. So communicating the truth, if you want to have, then you can ask for Michael and her. So Archangel Gabriel is great to take in and say, okay, Gabriel, let's go do this. Let's get this done. And so ask for her help, and she will help you. And she'll, you know, show you how to, you know, move forward with that and help you articulate and communicate the message that you're wanting to share with whoever you need to share it with. So remember that articulate is a great word, and communicate the message that you want to share with the person or people that you're trying or that you're wanting to pay it forward and give them a happy day. You know, how can you go wrong with that kind of philosophy, right? And then what is another angel that I like is Archangel Shamuel. And, you know, some of us that we're sitting there, we're so miserable, right? I mean, I told you, some days I get up and I'm in a mood that will just not, it's not the nicest mood to be in. I meditate and I come out of it and I'm consciously aware of it. Because God just helped me to handle this. Angels help me. But Shamuel will help you with your soulmate relationship. So if you wake up and you're thinking, wow, I don't have a great soulmate relationship. How can I do something nice? Because I don't feel like it. You ever wake up thinking, I don't feel like being that for my soulmate. I don't feel like being that for my, you know, for my children or for my parents or whatever. Ask for Shamuel because he helps strengthen soulmate relationships. And I think that sometimes we look outside of ourselves and try to do something nice for you know, for someone else, when maybe we can do something nice for our relationship that we live with, you know, or that we are dating or that we're married to. And give your frustrated at your mate. Oh yeah, because I do a lot of coaching, and love and money, people are more concerned about love and money than anything. Isn't that funny? I mean, they can have a health issue, but they'll be more worried about when he or she is going to call them and connect with him, more than, you know, a health issue they may or may not have. But Shamuel will help you strengthen those soulmate relationships. And remember, and this is something I was really led to share with you. You know, when we want someone to do something better, okay, like, for instance, if you have ever talked to, you know, and this is something that you can do nice for your soulmate. This is, you know, doing something nice, right? And so, you know, for a person, and it doesn't necessarily mean it to a stranger or a neighbor, it can be someone in your own household, and if you choose to do this. So one of the things that, you know, that I got today is when we want someone to greet us at the door when we come home, right? You know, so you're coming home from work or from shopping or from a trip, and you want your man or woman or your girlfriend or your boyfriend to come and hug you and hold you and say, hey, baby, how are you? How was your trip? Or how was your day? Then, you know, and they're not like that, you know, and they don't do that, then you can get mad and criticize them, but that doesn't do anything. So you can set them down and talk to them and say, you know, if you can do this, this would be great. Just say hey to me when I come in the door. And because I love seeing your face. The first thing I look at when I walk into the house or the apartment or the condo, whatever it is, and how sweet is that, right? And so it doesn't matter what you know, if you criticize them, they're not going to want to come to the door. But if you say, I love seeing your face, that's the first thing I see when I open the door, is sweet. And that's doing something nice for your first significant other, and also you know, teaching them something about you. And then it becomes a giving and receiving kind of relationship. You're giving them something, they're giving you something, and you guys are both receiving. So that's something that you can do, because I know sometimes, especially I noticed that with, well, men and women do it differently. Men, you know, they come in and they've got the weight of the world on their shoulders because they've worked all day, and not that women don't, but that women do too as well. But, you know, we think about what we're, our stuff, our problems, rather than thinking about our guy, our girl. So that's one thing that you can do that can make things a little easier. Remember, being nice works much better. And then it takes them, it'll take them a few weeks to really get the, hey, honey, I love you, I can't wait to see you, or send those sweet texts, or maybe they already do. And then when they come walking in the door, they, you know, and you guys are hugging each other and saying, okay, let's cook dinner together, let's whatever together. And so that's something that starting out being nice to that one person can make a huge difference. Or your children, right? How many of you guys would like your kids to help you too as well? So, and that can be challenging, especially because school just started back. So how can you help your kids be nice to you, you know, on a daily basis when you're not nice to them or they're not nice to you, right? Hard, isn't it? You know, I have a daughter, and she's a character. You know, she's just started taking classes, and so I have to really, you know, I said to myself, I'm going to call her every day, make sure she's enjoying her classes, you know what I mean, because she's in Chicago and I'm in South Florida. And but one of the things that I made a mental note to do with her is to call her on Sundays. And I said, you know, she struggles sometimes, and with being in a good mood, as I'll just do when you're in school. And I said, okay, if I call her every day, and or I text her every day and send her an inspirational quote before she gets out of bed, because I know about the time she gets up, what's that going to do? And so you can do that with your own kids, right? You send them an inspirational quote before they go to bed. Imagine how much better they're going to sleep. And send them an inspirational quote when they wake up, if that works better. But, you know, I think Nike has some great inspirational quotes. And I put them on my Instagram, Angel Coaches. That's how you can find us. You know, if it doesn't challenge you, it you know, it won't change you. That's a great quote. Or life is a sport. You know, Nike's got some great ones out there. So, you know, you can send that to your children and or your mates, right? So how cool is that, right? When you send it to your mate too as well. So you can send it to your mate, and you can send it to, your children, or you can send it to your family members, you can send it to whoever, right? But what I'm saying to you is that it will make a difference that way, and then they can be on top of their game, and they can wake up feeling great. If you send it, I like sending it to her in the morning, but I have done it before she goes to bed. So life is sport, make it count. That's one of the things that I send to her. And then one of the ones that I really like is kissing burns 6.4 calories a minute when I work out. And that'd be great to send to your mate before he got home or when he woke up or her or she woke up. So, you know, those little extra things are just being nice to your family is real key there too as well. So anyway, it's all like that. And then, you know, so you can do that. You've got the angels, Archangel Michael, Archangel Shemuel, which helps strengthen soulmate relationships. And remember, soulmate relationships are not necessarily, you know, romantic relationships or husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend. They can be business. They can be children. They can be, you know, they can be friends. They can be family. So just remember that, okay? And then, you know, one of the things that I've made a point to do too, and this has been huge, I say that sometimes I struggle with being nice, but who doesn't, right? What you can do is, you know, you yourself can make sure that you read something inspirational in the morning. And you have, as I said, you have Gabriel, you have Michael, and you also have Shemuel. But do you want to know who an angel is that helps you manifest things? So you're looking at, you know, it's hard to help other people or wish the best for other people when you're struggling with worries, right? And so let's talk about that. So Archangel Ariel will help you with manifesting, creating things that you want to create. So, she's wonderful. She also helps with ocean life, sea life, water, you know, water life. She's just amazing. So I see her as a female, so maybe you see her as a male. But Ariel, you can always just call on any of them, Shamuel, Ariel, or all of them, and say thank you for helping me with manifesting a great day and creating a great day for myself and helping others with my own attitude, creating a great day for them. And give me the strength, Michael, motivation, Michael, and who does that, and also courage, which was Michael, and Shamuel, thank you for helping me with my soulmate relationship shift today to help me be nice to them. So because before we see it outside of a home, we've got to make sure we do it for ourselves and then those in our home, right? You know, so those little puppies, right? They have feelings. They love you unconditionally, don't they? I've got two little girls here, and I call them little girls, aren't they? My two-year-olds. Hey, you guys ever have puppies and you just see them? They're like forever too. And so how can I be nice to them, right? Because I don't know how your dogs are, but I make sure, you know, I used to let them sleep with me at night, so now they get up and they're embedded with me in the morning time, but they don't sleep with me going to bed, so I can go to sleep a little bit easier. Anyway, so one of the things that I do is I go, okay, how can I be nice to them? And this is something that I'm consciously doing. So I stopped today, and I took them out for a long walk, right? And, you know, and it's hot, and they're black, and they're big. One of them's big, one of them's small. But, you know, I was like, okay. And then I came back, and I said, I took them for a long walk, as long as, you know, that's healthy for them. And then I gave them a spoonful of peanut butter. Have you ever done that? Dogs love it. And when you put it in their mouth, it will give you a laugh. And if you got your family around, it'll give them a laugh. It looks like they're vicious dogs, right? Put it on their teeth or put it on, you know, like put a big glob on it in their mouth. You'll see. But they enjoy it. And so that's something that can give you some joy there too as well. And give others, you know, give those little ones, the little dogs too. So that's something there. I was talking to a couple people today, what they do, and, you know, I was talking about send your kids a text or send your loved one a text. You know, you can also send him and her a provocative picture. That's always motivating, and that's always nice, isn't it? And that's paying it forward. So imagine what you get when you pay that forward to your lover or your spouse. But, you know, you can send that to him or her and have a lot of fun with it, right? So that's something that you can do. You know, I have a friend of mine that she just says, you know, she sends out a mass text to everybody just saying, hey, I'm thinking about you today. And you can do the same, you know, it's a mass text and send something really cool about it. Instagram gives you a lot of cool ideas because you check people and start following them and that kind of thing. And it's great. So you can do that, and that is one way to pay it forward, to help someone have a nice day. And what does it cost you? Absolutely nothing, but a little bit of time, you know. So that's something. I was talking to people. I have another one. Excuse me, my computer's going off, right? And she says, I wish everybody a happy birthday. I don't care if I know them really well, but when I see their birthday come up, she goes, most of the time, I wish them a happy birthday. And if I don't, then I'll wish it a day or two later because they have, you know, they let you know whose birthdays are coming up and whose just happened and whose birthday is that day. So that's something that this person does. And that she goes, that's the way I keep it together and make sure that I'm keeping my own self, you know, nice and together and kind. And I was like, okay, that works. And how important is exercise, right? So that's cool. I love exercise. And, you know, one thing that I've done, but I got this from somebody else, is I got a pass, right? So I said, I'm going to bring somebody to the gym because it helps me when I help people. It just does. Because I can be a really, as we all say, a really get in a bad mood person. You know what I mean? If I'm not careful. Because I'll start thinking. And sometimes when you stew, you go deeper and deeper and deeper. So this is a, you know, way that that I got a pass, right? I know who's going to give it to. I said, the right person will come to me to get this pass and we can work out together, right? So maybe it's your child, maybe it's your lover, maybe it's your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, spouse, maybe it's a girlfriend you don't know yet, or maybe it's somebody at the office that wants to lose weight and you're already in the process of losing weight or have lost weight, or maybe it's a gym person that you're looking to go, or a partner that you're looking to go to the gym with you. So, you know, get a gym pass so you can bring someone and you have that pass ready. Because what it'll do is that person will come quicker if you're prepared for them. Isn't that what it always is, right? When you're prepared, that person comes quicker. So that's some cool things that you can do too as well. You know, I think I talked to you about the grocery store, but I focus on YouTube, and this may be a little expensive, but there's a guy that was videotaping. He was being videotaped as he randomly paid for other people's groceries. And those kids do the same thing. But what a lesson that they're learning, and, you know, is to give and receive. Because when you give to someone, you teach someone else how to receive. When you receive, you teach someone else how to give. And that's a hard one for most of us, you know. Man, do I think that's hard, giving and receiving, paying it forward. But it's all part of that, you know. And so you want to make sure that, you know, that you do that to every person in your home, including the animals. They give back to us so much, don't they? I mean, they never judge us. They love us no matter what we look like. They love us no matter if we've had a shower or not. They love us no matter what. So those little ones are, and I just adore them. And I always get up thinking, you know, doing an attitude of gratitude, thanking the universe, God, that's right, God, the angels, Jesus, the spirit, Buddha, whoever's on duty, that's who I say, thank them for giving me this great situation to really enjoy with my animals, you know. But a few weeks ago, and I'm sure a lot of you saw it on Facebook that are watching now or listening now or listen later, they had how animals respond to love. And they had this big duck, a big lion running out to, the duck ran out with his wings, our goose, I guess it was a goose, I don't know. Anyway, but it was a big bird that could be in the water, and it had its wings wide open and hugging his I'm going to say owner, but it was like his friend. And the girl hugged him, and her hugged the goose, and the goose hugged her. And such a sweet, sweet thing. And then this guy is talking to the fish in the ocean, or not in the pond, and little fish caught up in his hand. He rubbed it and hugged it, and his way hugged it with his finger. And the fish took off after he let it go. So, you know, sometimes giving affection like that is a way of giving, paying it forward to your loved ones. You know, I'm not saying you can't do that to your friends and neighbors. But to hug a stranger randomly is the law. Hey, if it works, it works for you. So it can be quite interesting. And then what's another way of doing it? Sometimes you can say, okay, what is that person? What would help that person? Have you ever had a friend or a neighbor or someone at your work, coworker, they needed not know what they needed? And how can you be kind to them? And if you ask, I promise you, you'll get that answer. It may not happen in that minute, but you'll get it before too much longer. Sometimes you sleep on, you wake up, and you have an aha moment. And so you can do that. But it's like really being consciously aware of doing something nice for people, right? In your being in that moment with them, you know, where you can help them. So that's a couple things that I wanted to talk about too and give you some ideas. You know, and I always look for businesses that give back and support, you know. And there's a lot of them out there. You know, I was watching Steve Jobs. You know, there's a movie about him now that was made, I think, in 2015. And what he did, and a lot of his success came from certain disciplines. But one of the disciplines that he had was to give back and to help people. And he did that. You know, he paid it forward a lot. And so he's an extreme case. We don't have to be Steve Jobs, but what if we were just like a little bit like that? Imagine what he did and the influence he had. If we could do that and help that, you know, help one person a day, or maybe one person a week, what kind of influence that we would have on our neighborhood? You know what I mean? And if we all did it, imagine if 20 of us did it. I mean, it just grows. It's a wave or a movement that can grow if we just are conscious and have the discipline of doing something like that every day. So on that note, Steve Jobs, you know, I saw him and, you know, watched his movie, and I was like, wow, I had no idea that he was that giving. So I had made a commitment to really help businesses that support my, you know, my city and my state and in the U.S. So there was one of my clients, she's actually a coaching client. She's created Simply Creations, and And it's jewelry. I mean, the jewelry that she makes is amazing and beautiful, and it's very inexpensive. And she's given a 50% discount. And I told her, I was going to tell everybody about it because it's just so worth it and mention it. She's amazing. But she's so what she's doing, and I'm going to give you the brief lowdown here. She's giving the jewelry, basically giving it away. It's only a few dollars because she's giving 50% discount, and it's not expensive at all. But Template Creations, and if you go to Mind, Body, Spirit, Sport, you'll be able to find that her post on that, because she and I are doing this post together. And she's giving 50% off merchandise in a tan and jewelry customized to order. Made of 100% eco-friendly material. Am I reading this right? It sounds good. And it's and a portion of all the proceeds go to help mental health. It's a mental health research and mental health awareness. She's amazing, and I've seen her jewelry. I'm getting ready to go buy some. She goes, "Wouldn't you like to buy it when it's 50% off?" I go, "Sure." She's got a beautiful bracelet on there that's a butterfly, and I love butterflies. And also some ones that are I've seen really expensive. That by the folks, and she's got them super inexpensive. They are beautiful bracelets. You guys really need to go check it out online, Body Spirit Sport / Sport and Hempwood Creations. I think she's got a shop on Etsy, ETSY, and Taylor Woods, and the Hempwood Creations. Please support her because she's giving back, you know, and I love when businesses give back like that. You know, and I have a friend of mine that she gives back to people and pays it forward. She's at Burning Man this week, and but she has a bathing suit company, and she's 29. She's 29, and she started making bathing suits in her bedroom. Now she's got a storefront with a couple of employees and ships all over the U.S. And I'm not sure if she ships international, but if she doesn't, she will soon. And super successful, and she just buckled down and did that. But she's always given back. I'll never forget. I went out with her one night, and she just said, "Hey, I'm paying the bill." And she paid the bill, not for my birthday, not for any other reason, and she could. And I was at the grocery store, at Whole Foods, actually, and she was there. And I saw her, you know, her friends were there, and she paid for her friends, you know what I mean? And her friend didn't have a lot. But Steph really shared with her. So her bathing suits, you can order them online, actually. Gypsy, JYPSBA, local, LOCAL. But she gets back, and she's got some great suits there that are different and does just some great creations. Okay, so check her out. So Hempwood Creations and Gypsy, JYPSBA, local. I really want to promote businesses that give back, and I know the people personally. So I don't know if you've had people that are, you know, have mental challenges or, you know, bipolar or depression, but, you know, Taylor is really wanting to help these folks, and she's an author. She just had her first book published, or second book published, and so she's in it for the long haul, and she's in it to make a difference, you know. So, I mean, we all like to make money, don't get me wrong. Who doesn't, right? And, you know, there's shirts and jeans and stuff that I want to buy, but giving back is key. And that's in Angel Coaches. We do that too as well. I think a lot of us do here at BBS, and that's cool. So those are a couple things that I wanted to make sure that I told you guys about, you know, that you can do, and the paying it forward, helping, making somebody else's day great is cool. And how will that, this is the key thing, how will that affect you? Well, when you give back like that, then you have a sense of yourself, a gratitude or a higher awareness that is angelic or you know, God-realized life. I think Wayne Dyer says that. So things happen easier for you when you're giving, okay, giving back. Things happen easier for you when you're giving back. So I want you to know that, and so I hope that helps you too as well. And remember, you've got the angels, you've got Michael, who gives you strength and courage and motivation. You have Gabriel, who will help you articulate and communicate what you're trying to do and help people. You know, because have you ever been so nervous you couldn't talk? Yeah, that's happened to me before, usually on dates. It's funny. or you've got Archangel Shamuel, who helps you with soulmate relationships. So nothing like, and we're all soulmates, right, until we get to that big DNA in the sky and become one big old family. But it helps you with soulmate relationships, and that is not only romantic relationships, That is also friends, family, work relationships, because they're all our soulmates. So, because we're all learning and teaching. We're all learning from someone else and teaching someone else. That's the way it is. So you can ask him to help you with these soulmate relationships and how you can give back, right? So as I said, I'm making a point to do something nice for some person or people once a day, you know, and can you imagine how that's going to change your awareness and how it's going to change your feelings? And then let's see what else I was going to say. So you've got those, and you also have look for businesses that you know that when you go in, they have a higher vibration to them anyway, you know. So you go in and you try to give back or help someone in that business, right? Sometimes it's easier, right? Because you know these markets that are out there supporting others or giving back to others are someone that I like to support. Not that you know everybody has to do that, and it doesn't mean you do it with money. You can do it with time. Because people get really confused about that. I don't have money. Well, with that saying that over and over again, now you know why you don't. Because what you think about, you bring about. So, you know, change that. I have lots of money just in the ethers right now. Just kidding. But, you know, but you can use your time. And what does that look like? You can, my neighbor, the one that I'm upset at, not upset, cancel. He cleaned my parking place out because he's that kind of dude. And I think he's their place looking amazing and wonderful. So I want to get him some coffee and be kind to him because he in his way, he's being kind to us. So anyway, that's how you can pay it forward. I hope this makes sense. Mind, body, spirit, sport. We're putting things on there about for helping you with your connection with all that is, helping your physical body. If you've got challenges with them, how you can really help yourself with that. And also your emotions and diet and exercise tips on there, because I've got a gal right now that's getting ready to push. She's lost 12 pounds. And Taylor, the one that with Templar's Creations, that you can have a link there so you can see her jewelry, the bracelets, the necklaces, amazing stuff, by the way. I can't wait to purchase it myself. And she's starting this 50%, I think, starting on Thursday. So 50% discount, and the jewelry is not expensive. So the holidays are coming up, so I know people really appreciate that, so go check it out. She's one that's donating to research for mental illness, because you know what, a lot of people, a lot of us out there have that we suffer with depression or bipolar, and you want to be aware of that, and we can help if we all work together. Okay, so mind, body, spirit, sport, look for diet tips, and also, because we always want to lose weight, look good, and look for nutritional tips, Taylor's doing part of this. I'm getting ready to get my personal training, but she's doing it. She already is. She's owned a gym. I can't believe she's 23 years old. Owned a gym, and I've been a boxing coach, and she's beautiful, and so she and I are doing this page together along with a couple other people. And angelcoaches.org, if you want to send me an email or something, or have an idea for a show, please hit me up there. Let's see what else. So I've got angelcoaches.org, and then Tuli Abbott on Facebook, Angel Coach, Tuli Abbott Angel Coach. So you can leave me a message there. And Di will be back, hopefully, next week, or when we're on again the week after next, because I know we all miss her. She's amazing. And so you can send us an email, and I think I'm going to cut this show off early. I hope I've given you enough of things that you can do to pay it forward, and have a great great night, and we will see you next time on air, which is the week after next. Take care, everybody, and happy Labor Day. All right, bye-bye now.